Last week, we started a two-part series. It was titled Recovery Through Self-Care. After the pancake tent, a couple of weeks leading up to it, we were a tired people this past week. Now, you may be here, and you've had a busy summer. Maybe you've been on vacation. Maybe you've been doing work projects around your house, and you've had a pretty hectic summer. And you're in the same boat. You're in need of some recovery, and it happens through self-care. Now, the big idea we launched last week was this. The big idea is that through self-care, now if Michelle put that slide up, take action to preserve or improve your own health. Here's what it's saying. You are in charge of you. If you and I find ourselves exhausted over a long period of time, we need to take inventory of actions we need to take to preserve or improve our own health. God wants us to be good stewards and go the distance in life, and we do it through self-care. Now, last week, the message was three examples of recovery. I'm going to do a little quick review. We looked at Elijah, number one. He was exhausted. Elijah had just taken on the prophets of Baal, 450, and they each made an altar, and you know the story. When they prayed, nothing happened when they prayed to their God. When Elijah prayed to the living God, fire came down out of heaven, consumed the sacrifice, and it was an amazing victory. Now, here's a guy who had a personal experience of being used by God in a mighty way. You know what happened? He became depressed because he was exhausted. You may be here this morning and you're just plain tired. You're exhausted from the summer. And there was a remedy we found last week as we looked into Elijah's story. An angel came to him and told him to do basically three things. Here they are. The first thing he says, you need to eat properly. Number two, we need to hydrate. The brain is 85% water. We need to hydrate adequately. And number three, we need to get good sleep. And then you need to repeat it. There's a lot of things in our lives, but these are three things we are responsible for. Take charge of these and you'll feel better. It's called self-care. Example number two is Moses. You know the story that Joshua was fighting the battle in the valley, and Moses is raising his arms up. And as long as he had his arms raised up, there was victory for God's people. But when his arms slumped, the enemy began to win. He got tired. He was overextended. And so here's what happened. There's a picture I'll have Michelle put up. Two people came along, Aaron and Hur, and basically supported his arms. Now, there's a great teaching here. Sometimes you and I need help from other people. Don't be afraid to say, I need some help with this. It's a tough season in life. The other side of the coin is this. Maybe, just maybe, you and I need to help support somebody else's arms. When people are overextended, we can get a lift from somebody else. All right. Example number three, the disciples. They're very busy. They've been ministering to people, and they're tired. And so Jesus comes along and says, listen, come to me and find personal rest. Now, this is about our relationship with God personally. Nobody else can help us with this. It's when I go before God, spend time in his presence, and I find a new sense of peace within. Now, here was the remedy or the fix for the disciples. They spent time with Jesus to find spiritual rest. Jen talked about it in the children's message. If you are super exhausted, I can tell you something about your life. You're probably edgy. It can be irritable, can be a bit grumpy, touchy, but you know what you need? You need perspective. You need to eat, hydrate, and rest, and we get perspective about life when we spend time in God's presence and kind of recalibrate our lives. So that was last week. Three examples of recovery. Well, here's the title of today's message: The Rhythm of Renewal. I want to talk about a rhythm that we have in our lives that's very important. Or if you don't have it, it's something you need in order to feel good about life. Deborah Felita wrote a book called Soul Care. And in it, she talks about a concept called capacity. And what she's saying is this: we are human beings. And mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, we have limits. In the book, she says this: have you ever asked the question, why do I feel so bad? Why do I feel the way I'm feeling? And basically, the answer is this: oftentimes, we live life to the edge of our limits. We push it so hard and so fast for so long, we are an exhausted people. You know what's going on? We're at the very edge or overdrawn on our emotional reserves. And so this capacity issue enters into play when we find ourselves exhausted. Now, in the book of Isaiah, we're going to look at one verse today that's pretty amazing. I want us to read it together. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Here's the essence of today's message. You and I need to have a rhythm of renewal built into our daily schedule. If we neglect this rhythm, can I tell you, we will be at the end of the day an exhausted people and repeat it the next day. Everybody here has rhythms in their life. You get up in the morning, you go to the bathroom, you do this. Some have coffee, some have personal devotions, some eat a certain kind of food. It's a rhythm. And then you go to work. And at work, you got to do this, part of your responsibility, and you have a rhythm of how you do life. You take time for lunch, hopefully. You come home, and then you have an evening rhythm. If you have kids, you try and juggle all that, and then it's like 8, 9, 10 o'clock. You have a rhythm of what you do just before you go to bed. Some people love to watch TV. Others want to shut it off because they just need the downtime. Rhythms are a big deal in life. Do you realize a weekly rhythm is when you prioritize Sunday morning? And you say, I'm going to be in church. You know why? It's part of the rhythm of my week. And when we exhaust ourselves so bad, Monday through Saturday, some people say, I need to sleep in because Sunday's my only day. Can I tell you? We miss the rhythm of God's blessing on that seventh day. Live your life in such a way Monday through Saturday where you have enough energy to say, you know what? I'm going to go to church on Sunday to honor him. And you know what happens? You find renewal through coming together as you did this morning to hear God's word and be with his people. So I want to unpack verse 31 out of Isaiah chapter 40. I want to share a few concepts. And so let's just walk through this. Isaiah says, they that wait. Now, here's the definition of wait. It means to bind together. It means by twisting. So when you go into God's presence and you wait upon him, here's what you're doing. You are connecting with him, kind of like super glue. There's an adhesive factor. And when you do that, something amazing happens inside us. We get renewed. We feel better about life. So Isaiah says, they that wait, they get super glued with God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Now, the word renew means this. It means to come on anew, to sprout again. to sprout again. You can put that one up, Michelle, too. To sprout again. I like the word sprout. You know, it's something new. It's something fresh. It's green. God wants to birth and sprout something new in your life. And then finally, the word strength. They that wait, get super glued with God, shall renew, sprout their strength. In other words, the word strength means an infusion of power emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Somebody's calling. You may be here today, and what you're in need of is renewed strength. You need new power, and you're on empty. You know why? It's been a big summer. Some of you have been on vacation. Some of you have been working extra projects at home. Many people worked at the pancake tent. You throw all that together, and you know what? You know what it equals? We're running at our maximum capacity. I want you to know something, and we talked about it last week. Give yourself permission to recover. Let off the gas a little bit. Pull back. Kids that go to college, you know, at the end of a term, they're cramming for tests, and, you know, it's exhausting. Give yourself permission to recover. God does. You know why? He wants his children to live life with the abundance of who he is in us. He doesn't want his people limping along through life. Live victoriously. Live with some confidence. Live with some fuel in your tank at the end of the day. So we find here the rhythm of renewal is a big deal. And if we build that into our daily life, we can go the long haul. We can feel good about life. You know, I have to speak to myself at this. You know who the most miserable people are in life? If they're always on empty. If you're always overdrawn or close to empty, life doesn't feel very good. But if we take time to pull back and refuel, to be renewed, to have a sense of God's favor and blessing on our life through the rhythm of renewal, let me tell you, life can be much better. And it's the life that God wants us to enjoy. So what I want to do is in this text, he talks about three different positions in relation to renewal. And I want to walk through them, all right? Grab your notes. Let's go through it. Number one, the first position is when we mount up. When we mount up, it's a high demand for energy. Now, in your notes, read that part of the verse with me. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. I'll have Michelle put the picture of the eagle up there. Say this eagle weighs 30 pounds, and it's on its perch, and it's beginning to fly. The eagle has to lift 30 pounds of weight off to get up into the air. That's what you call mounting up. Highest energy expenditure is at that point. Do you realize in your life you have some mounting up experiences? I want to walk through a few of them with you. See if you can find yourself in here on the back side of your notes. Vacations. How many took a vacation this past summer? I had two or three people. Let me tell you what happens on vacation. You got to get the car ready. You got to pack the clothes. If you got kids, you got to get all that lined up. You want to know where you're going on your itinerary. You're going to a new place, you stay at a hotel or wherever you might be, and you're mounting up. You know what that means? You're expending a lot of energy. I talked with somebody who went on vacation this last summer with family, and they had a great time together and so forth. It was a very special moment, but here's what she told me. Towards the end of the trip, she started to feel sick. And I thought, well, why did that happen? And I think I know why. She was mounting up. It was a new place to stay. I think they flew out. They had family time together, and you're continually mounting up. Now, I share that to say this. You might be in a mounting up experience right now. Understand it's going to take your energy from you. It's okay. But understand also the rhythm of rest must be built into that, because here's why. If you and I have too many mounting up experiences in a 2 week or 4 week or 6 week period, you know what the end result is? We're exhausted and we can get sick rather easily. Kids that really push hard for their college tests at the end of the semester, they're mounting up. They go home and they feel like they're probably sick. You know why? High energy expenditure. Let's keep going. Letter B. How many has moved in the past few months? Anybody? Moved your house? I tell you, I do not like to move. Maybe. If you like to move, I'll call you when I have to move. You know why? High energy expenditure. It is stressful. How about this? Starting a new job. Anybody starting a new job? All right. I tell you what, you got to figure it out so you mount up. High energy expenditure. How about letter D? Someone in the hospital or you're caring for a sick person. Mounting up, a lot of energy. Letter E, death of a loved one or a friend. How do I deal with this? You're mounting up to cope. Maybe it's the birth of a baby into your family. It's exciting, but you're mounting up. The point is this. We have to have a rhythm of renewal in the middle of the mounting up experiences so that we can cope with and survive them. If we don't, we will hit our capacity, the circle that this is my emotional gas tank, and I'll hit that and I'll be exhausted. But Isaiah says there's a secret here. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He says they will mount up with wings as eagles. All right. Position number two. Run. We find here Isaiah says they shall run and not be weary. Read with me Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 in your notes. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. The writer here describes life as a race. And sometimes we move quickly, other times slowly, but it is a race. Now, I'll have Michelle put this next picture up. This is a runner. Now, when I talk with people who are busy, I like to tell them my opinion that the busiest people on planet Earth are working moms and dads that have young kids in elementary school or in their home or even high school. They get up in the morning, and they got to go to work, but they look at their calendar and say, what are we doing tonight? Am I going here or am I going here? Now, that's just one snapshot of a certain group of people. Even people who are retired can have a full calendar. You know what they're doing? They're running through life. And you know what? That's okay. There are seasons in life where God blesses us, and we do move quickly through life. There's a lot of things to deal with. But you know what the secret is? If we're on a fast pace moving through life, we have to build in a rhythm of renewal, because if we don't, we're going to run out of our gas tank within, and we're going to feel be exhausted people. And so Isaiah says, hey, they that to run shall not be weary. There's a condition and a promise. If you wait upon God for renewal of your inner tanks, physically, emotionally, mentally, you take that time of rest every day. It's a rhythm. You will run and you won't be weary. That's the promise. And so we find the second position are people that run very quickly through life. I mean, that's sometimes that happens. You're just moving fast with everything you have to do. But be mindful that you have to have the rhythm of renewal. And finally, number three, the third position is when you walk. Read with me Isaiah 40, 31. And they shall walk and not faint. How many here like to walk? Okay. Do you realize we spend most of our life walking through life? We do. You walked in here, you're going to walk out. We walk a lot. The average speed is 3 miles per hour. We do life, for the most part, at 3 miles per hour. But you know, even walking can be tiring if we're not operating with full tanks. And so Isaiah says people can mount up like wings of eagles. People can run and not be weary, and you can walk and not faint. The promise is for every position we find ourselves in life. And so as we think about going forward, this is, end of August, we're going to be turning the calendar to September. I want you to give yourself permission to say, do I need to let up a bit before I go deeper into September? What do I need to do today to actively preserve and improve my own health? And part of it is the rhythm of renewal. Now, as I conclude, here's a statement, it's in your notes. Renewal comes by waiting upon the Lord through the rhythm of stillness in His presence. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I love the morning. That works best for me. I could be laying in bed and I practice stillness. I try and let everything go and I focus on God. I say, God, here I am. It's just a rhythm in my life. Sometimes I'll get out of bed. Sometimes I'll sit in a chair. Or sometimes I'll kneel. And I'm just still. I'm not pushing. I don't try and process a lot. I'm just still in God's presence. And here's what I want Him to do. I want Him to refuel, to replenish my tanks emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. God, here I am. I'm focused on Him. And in a time of stillness, I experience renewal. The best part of my day is not even when I'm asking in prayer. I do that. You do that. You know what the best part of my day is? Right here. I'm just still in His presence. Hard to explain. Whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or it could be longer, I'm literally parked in His presence. I'm waiting upon Him. I'm super gluing my life to His. I'm binding together. It's a twisting of who I am in God. I'm waiting for something to sprout, something new to happen. I need new strength. And it says he'll infuse power emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. He'll just download it if we take time to abide in His presence. You know, dew forms upon grass in the right conditions. You know what it takes? Perfect stillness in the weather. There can't be any wind. Wind will somehow negate the dew forming. And the same thing is true. If we are too busy, the stillness and the power of God can't descend upon us as when we are still. My challenge to us is this. Build a rhythm of renewal into your life. If it's in the morning, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever it is. Say, God, here I am. I've been mounting up too much. If you're a big part of the fair, you get this. I'm kind of tired. You probably are too. Or you've been involved with vacations or school or whatever it is. You need to have times in which we are renewed in His presence. Maybe you've just been rushing through life because of all the demands you're running. That happens. It's okay. Find the rhythm of renewal. And finally, maybe you're just walking. Even when we walk, we have to have the time of waiting upon the Lord through the rhythm of stillness in his presence, and he refuels us. The psalmist put it this way. He said, "Be still and know that I am God." I want you to take this week, and you may have plans or you may not. Whatever you're doing, I want you to examine your rhythm of renewal. Have you got one? In the morning? Maybe there's 15 minutes around noon. Maybe there's time at night where you unwind, where you say, "God, I just need you to refuel me." Because if we neglect that, folks, we're going to hit our capacity very quickly. And it's called a crash. We get sick. We overdo it. We're overextended. God wants us to be people who thrive, not just survive. Let's bow for prayer. I want you to take just a few moments and ask yourself this question. What is your rhythm of renewal? Do you have one? Has it been neglected? Is it something you want to start? And let God speak to you today, right now, and make a decision of what you're going to do starting tomorrow. Say, "God, I'm going to take this amount of time at this time of the day, and I'm going to practice the renewal rhythm." Just make that commitment before him. Father, we thank you for your word, and I thank you for this amazing group of people who really paid the price this month of August to make so many good things happen. And I pray now for the favor of renewal upon each person here today and those listening online. And if there's anybody here that has never really surrendered to Jesus, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. You can pray it silently after me. Father in heaven, thank you that you love me. I confess I need you. Forgive me of all my sins, of doing life apart from you. I believe that Jesus died and rose again and lives forevermore. Right now, by faith, I open the door of my heart and I invite Jesus Christ into my life. May he be my Savior and my Lord from this moment forward. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Did anybody pray that for the first time? Put your hand up and put it back down. Anybody? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I pray for everyone here that you will help us going forward to build a rhythm of renewal every day into our lives. Whether we're mounting up, whether we're running, or whether we're walking. Show us the value of stillness in your presence that somehow replenishes, refuels, renews, and Lord, it empowers us to be a better mom or dad or grandpa or grandma or person wherever we go. Lord, we love you today. Make today count. Make this week count because we've been in your presence today and this is a part of the rhythm of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.